So today's episode, I will be sharing 5 strategies that you need to take into account as someone that's into trading in order to ensure that you can set a proper budget that speaks to your trading strategies and goals. This also applies if you're someone that loves investing, because I believe you need to have those strategies set out in your budget so that you can be able to see where your money is going and how your money works for you. So guys, not wasting any time, do ensure to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and also guys, leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about today's episode, which is brought to you in partnership with OctaGuys, one of the leading trading platform in South Africa. So guys, not wasting any time, let's get into this video. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Welcome back to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that empowers you to be money savvy when it comes to saving, budgeting, trading, investing, and anything in between, guys. As I said in the intro, today, guys, we are talking about 5 strategies around budgeting that can make you money savvy when it comes to your trading game, guys. I want to share those strategies because I believe a lot of time people get into trading but don't know how to manage and budget around their profession of trading or around their goals, which is to trade and achieve their trading goals basically. So I want to simplify and give budgeting elements into trading, which I feel it lacks a lot of time. And if you're someone that just loves investing, the episode will be empowering for you as well, guys. So guys, do remember that today's episode is brought to you in partnership with OctaGuys, one of the leading trading platform that not only just focuses on trading but also giving you resources, tools, and knowledge on how to understand trading in the context of South Africa, guys. To start trading, guys, doing sure to use the link in the description of this podcast or video if you're watching from YouTube to download the Octa trading platform, and if you use the promo code Ivan Sambo, you'll get 100% bonus on your deposit. So guys, let's talk about those 5 strategies, guys. Strategy number 1, guys, is aligning your budget with your trading goals. What do I mean about it? And as always, guys, I want to remind you, if I look down and reading on my tablets, because I have a lot of notes that I must refer to, so I keep on looking down, I'm referring to my notes, guys. So strategy number 1, as I said, aligning your budget with your trading goals, guys. You need to ensure that your budget, guys, reflects your trading or investment goals. What do I mean about that? I mean, every month end, when you get your income or salary and you want to set aside money for trading, you need to ensure that you set aside that money and it speaks to what end goal you have. If you said this year, I want to earn a specific amount of money, and do that, I need to ensure that I trade this specific amount of money. You need to have that in your budget. You need to write it down. When you're planning money to pay rent, pay your car bill, do that. Write down there as well at the allocation of your trading capital as well. Allow your monthly budget to speak to that. If you're doing a weekly budget, allow that to speak in there as well, to express in your day-to-day budgeting as well, because that allows you, number one, to be able to track how much of your income do you allocate to trading, and does that allocation, that investment or trading capital you put in, does it reflect on your day-to-day budget? That is important, but it's a skill that will help you be able also to account for every money that you spend, right? So that you can know where did each money go to, so that you can be able to hold yourself accountable and ensure that you reach your goals, guys. At the same time, you need to consider setting a portion of your trading profit to put back to your a budget, so that you can spend that money somewhere. I always say,
when you get money or get profit from your trading goals, hitting your trading goals, achieving all of that, some majority of time people want to take that money, that profit, and put it back into trading. Guys, always allocate some of that profit into celebrating you hitting those goals, because that will motivate you more to trade more, to skill yourself, to upskill yourself in understanding trading even more, because you are seeing the feasibility or the practicality of that profit working in your day-to-day life. You need just to take that money and trade it back, or take the money, go spend it on Groove, whatever it is, but you need to put it back into something that's tangible, that you can account for and say, hey, that money that came, that profit that came from trading, it bought me a TV stand, it bought me 1, 2, 3 tangible things that as well can help. So in your budget as well, when you make profits from trading and you put that profits into your budget, put into some tangible things as well, because that will help you visualize the achievement you are making in trading, not just that money being blow off in clapping or whatever it is, guys. Strategy number two, guys, track trading income and expenses separately as well. What do I mean about that, guys? When you're trading each day, or you're investing each, whatever you're doing, right, whatever money that comes from it, write it down separately from your day-to-day budget. As well, when you are spending your training capital as well, have a separate budget or a separate plan that you record every transaction in, so that every day you can have a log that you close, and every day you open that log and you know what was the performance from the previous day. Write it down, don't just go in and just trade. You need to reflect each day in a set of log or in a set of budget that you are able to understand what was the behavior yesterday, what happened yesterday, moving on to today, guys. Before we move into the third point, the third strategy, a word from the amazing sponsor that's sponsoring today's podcast. Guys, if you're looking to start trading smarter and take control of your financial future, look no further than Okta. Their comprehensive platform is a treasure to strive off, because they have all the resources that you need, from educational resources designed to empower you as a trader in all levels, from beginners tutorials to advanced trading strategies. Okta's equipped you with all the knowledge and tools you need. But it doesn't stop there, guys. Okta's user-friendly interface ensures that you can navigate the platform with a breeze and without having to worry about anything, because all the information about trading and making smart decisions is made available there for you. Plus, also at the same time, guys, they have a dedicated support system and support customer service 24/7 to assist you every step of the way, guys. To start trading now, guys, do ensure to register in the Okta trading app using the link in the description of this video, and don't forget to use my promo code, which is IvanSambo, to get 100% bonus on your deposit. So guys, we're going into point number three, guys. Point number three is include risk management course, guys. What do I mean about include risk management course, guys? Budget for risk management strategy. You need to have a budget for that, guys. Know your losses. Know how much each day are you willing to lose when you go into trading. What do I mean about that? I know people say, okay, I have 10,000 rand today. I don't mind losing it. I'm trading 10,000 rand for the day. Guys, know how much you're willing to lose. Don't just say, because I have 10,000 rand trading capital, I'm willing to lose it all, right? This means knowing in that 10,000 rand you have to trade today, willing to know how much of it can you lose. Because you can't lose it all, but you need to trade the next day. You need to trade the week after that. Willing to know in that day how much is a cutoff, so that I can be able to trade the next day. And when you reach that cutoff, you need to able to leave and say, I'm done trading today, I'll see you tomorrow. Because tomorrow you are in a fresh mind. Tomorrow your mind is clear. You can trade properly because your mind is clear on that day. Because today you are trading and you hit your loss. When you continue trading, you are now frustrated, your emotions are high. You cannot always control your emotion. But when you know, if today I have lost 500 rand or 1,000 rand, I am out. I'll come back tomorrow. That's the best way to control your emotions so then get the best of you guys. So invest and include those things into your budget in terms of amount, not just the psychology of it, but the amount as well. And also it comes into profitability as well. Set a specific amount that you know it today. If I hit a 5,000 in profit, I'm out. Be out. Greed is the biggest loser, guys. Greed will make you lose more. If you have a target and you hit it for the day, close that laptop, close that phone, go do something else because you've hit your target for the day. Work like that. It means you're working smarter. It means you're understanding your goals and you have a long-term vision in your trade. You are not being greedy, guys. That's strategy number three. Strategy number four, guys, plan for market volatility. What do I mean about that? Guys, like anything in the world, there are seasons for it, right? Trading itself and the market itself, there are seasons for it. There will be a season the market is not performing in your way. And you need to take that into account and plan for those times. This means, guys, when you're doing a budget every month, set aside money for an emergency fund. When there's a season where the trade is not trading for you, the season where the things are not doing the things, you need to be aware of those seasons, right? And you need to be aware that those seasons will come so that you need to have an emergency fund that you know your day-to-day life doesn't get impacted, right? So that your lifestyle doesn't get impacted. Some people say, I do trading for fun, I have a 9-to-5 job. Yes, that can be true, but the money you are making trading would have supported a specific lifestyle for yourself that when the season is down, the markets are down, the volatility is volatilizing. You need to be aware that at least I have something to keep on my lifestyle for those times. You need to know I have money saved up for those times that you don't feel that impact in a huge way. So guys, set aside an emergency fund for that or a savings just for that. Even if it means putting R100 in every month or putting R1,000 in every month, that will help. Number five, guys, review and adjust your budget regularly. Guys, because your training doesn't mean you must always have the same template or the same system. Ensure that every month you review your budget from last month and review your trading log. Meaning understand how much money you lost, how much money you made, how much trade you did each day. Review all of that and adjust your budget to speak to that so that you can improve from the previous month. Always do review, monitoring and adjustment, guys. Always do that, guys. So that's the best way that you can ensure that you are hitting your goals and your trading goals speak to your budgeting goals and speak to your life goal. All three things are in sync with each other, guys. So that's today's episode of the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, guys, brought to you by Okta, a platform that allows you to trade in the most simplest way in South Africa, guys. And they have free educational tools inside their website as well, guys. That's 24/7 customer support to ensure that you get all the help you need as you start your trading journey, guys. And if you're interested in starting trading for yourself, do ensure to download the Okta app, guys, which is available, and also you can download it using the link in the description of this episode. And if you use the promo code Ivan Sambo, guys, you get 100% bonus on your deposit. Until next time, guys, happy investing and happy trading.